Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, take inventory of your life, for I'm bringing a move of my spirit that includes you. Like the Israelites' exodus from Egypt, this is your time of coming out, for I include you, and I choose you in that which I'm about to do. What was once acceptable will no longer suffice. Gather your strength and resolve to break free from the enemy's oppression that has obscured your path to your heart's desires and your highest dreams. Are you ready for a new territory in my kingdom? I am restoring your idealism. Life's challenges have assaulted your hopes, but deep down, your faith abides. Don't give up or succumb to despair. I'm here. I'm on the scene. I'm in the situation. When the enemy attacks, when the enemy does his worst, know that I will do my best, and you know how that will end. Make your voice heard on high. Let your mouth pray. Declare those things that are in my heart and plan for your life that have been revealed by the prophets and by the word. Do not believe the lie that God knows what I need, as though that was all that is necessary. I will do nothing except an answer to verbalized prayer. Your prayers activate heaven's initiatives in your situation, relationships, and every area of your need. Look for the door that I'm opening. Look for the walls that I have cast down. Set your feet on the highway I have laid before you, where the wayfaring man, as Isaiah prophesied, though a fool, will not err therein. I am making a move in your life, and I invite you to move with me into the things ahead. I am with you, and I will never leave you nor forsake you until the fullness of all that was promised is your manifest portion. The initiatives of heaven are being released over you right now. Resources, strength, and grace are pouring out from the vaults of glory, filling every empty place, every aching need, every deficit in your life. Don't be talked out of what I've promised in my word and in my words. War with the prophetic words spoken over your life. I haven't changed my mind. You're not disqualified. I'm not holding out on you. Plan A is still on the table. Now is your time. In the next many days, as you act in bold faith, I will meet you and open wide the gates of resistance, leading you to a new place of advancement. Are you ready? I'm breaking illegitimate words spoken over your life by illegitimate authorities. They are the counsels of the uninformed. Some of these things you may have even repeated, believing they were your own thoughts. But they were the enemy's misdirection, suggesting things would never change for you. That's a lie. I am the God who never changes, but I continually bring change on your behalf. Your background, experiences, or education, or lack thereof, do not hinder what I'm doing. Remember, things are the way they are because of what you're doing. If you have the boldness to act, in expectation of my promise, you'll be amazed at what I will do for you. You are not a failure because I am not a failure and I'm on the inside of you. You are not damaged goods. Shake yourself from the pessimism of the past, for your past will not dictate your future, for it is a new day, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.